Episode of Voices for the Animals, we'll look into the case of a goat, a girl, and the rise of more compassionate and humane alternatives to 4-H agricultural programs. We'll be speaking with Danielle Hanisch, Executive Director of LEAP, Leaders for Ethics, Animals, and the Planet. It's a program that offers students the farm animal care experience and opportunities of 4-H without the selling of those animals for slaughter, which can traumatize many kids.
These kids were, 14, 15, 16 years old and just realizing, like someone flipped a switch that, oh my gosh, these animals are no different than my dogs and cats at home. They have feelings, they have personality. And now I'm knee-deep in this program and I don't think that there's another option and I have to betray my friend who I have cared for.
We've got your goat on the next Voices for the Animals, airing Friday, August 25th at 10 a.m. right here on 90.7 KBOO FM.
KBOO.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KBOO Portland. My name is Thelonious, and I'm a member of the Youth Collective and one of the hosts of The Underground. The Underground is a show created by and for the youth where we tackle a wide range of issues affecting us, including music, arts, school, activism, and local events, with humor and creativity. Check us out every fourth Wednesday of the month at 6 p.m. Today we'll be having a variety show highlighting summer music. My name is Theo. I'm a member of the Youth Collective, and I have a question for you. Now that school is out and it's summer, what music do you enjoy listening to at this time?
My name is Lennox, and of course I like listening to Cecilia Ann by the Surf Tones, giving me them good old beach vibes, making me want to go swim or surf.
That's great. That's definitely great in the summer because it goes great with like vacations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is the best music to listen to during these summer months?
Hi, my name is Simon. I also like listening to surf music, same as Lennox. I like The Ventures with Walk Don't Run. That's really good. I actually have the record of it. It's really good.
Hi, I'm Reagan, and I think my favorite song from this summer has been Chill by Stray Kids. I don't believe it came out this year, but I was recently just introduced to Stray Kids.
My name is Sabine. I'm also part of the Youth Collective, and I've got to say my favorite song this summer has been probably Allison by Slowdive because I really enjoy the kind of languid shoegaze sound of Slowdive. And it feels very relaxing and summery to me.
My name's Graham. I'm another member of the Youth Collective, and I'd have to say my favorite summer song is Aurora by the Foo Fighters off the album There's Nothing Left to Lose. I listen to a lot when I'm biking to the gym over the summer. I think it's just a really nice, slow sound for summer days.
I would love to say that my favorite song for the summer would be What's Your Name by Tyler, the Creator on Call Me If You Get Lost. I think it's a great vibe for chilling in your room when there's no school.
Welcome to Summer Surf Classics. I'm Breadstick here with Simon, and you are tuned in to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland and streaming across the web at kboo.fm.
For the next 15 minutes, Breadstick and I are going to play our favorite surf classics as we continue to cruise through the summer of 23.
First up, let's take it back to 1962, October 1st. It's Surf and Safari by the Beach Boys, from their self-titled hit album, Surf and Safari.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning, we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with the boards inside and heading out to sing.
surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
That was the Beach Boys with Surfing Safari, and up next is Cecilia Ann by the Surf Tones.
Thank you.
Shine by the Chantays. And before that, we had Cecilia Ann by the Surf Tones. We got one more song to play, and it's Walk Don't Run by the Ventures, right here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
That was Adventures with Walk Don't Run to wrap up the show. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This has been the Summer Surf Classics Revisited. I'm Simon here with Breadstick.
Now it's time to say goodbye with Surf Rider from the Lively Ones. Until next time!
You're listening to KBOO Portland. My name is Sabine Mercer, and this is a short essay I wrote on the comparison and the differences between Radiohead and Nirvana. The 1990s has been one of the most influential decades musically in recent years. Its influence continues to have a prominent hold on the cultural zeitgeist, and its alternative music particularly has stood the test of time. Bands such as Radiohead and Nirvana continue to fascinate young and old alike, and their work is still held in very high respect, typically viewed as some of the highest quality music ever released, and therefore as suitable material for endless musical analysis. The time which has passed since their heyday only seems to have enhanced the continued fascination with their work and the celebrities which that represents. Nirvana and Radiohead in particular have been and continue to be analyzed and compared tirelessly, something that could be considered a bit inappropriate considering their vast differences in origin, sound, and cultural significance. In this essay, I will be presenting my argument against the comparison of these two highly influential bands, disregarding their contemporaries. Firstly, we must define what in particular sets 90s rock apart from other eras. In the early 90s, we observed the emergence of a DIY, punk-inspired grunge sound. Bands such as Nirvana within the Seattle rock scene were the reason alternative rock came to the national stage, with their albums selling millions of copies within just weeks nationwide. Radiohead, however, finds itself at a stark contrast to these artists as their origins are fundamentally different. Let's take, for example, the band Nirvana, formed in 1985 Seattle by 18-year-old Kurt Cobain. They managed to single-handedly catapult alternative music into the mainstream in 1991, when their sophomore album, Nevermind, took the music industry by surprise and turned popular culture on its head, jump-starting the grunge movement we associate with the 90s today. But if we look at the making of Nevermind, we can see the roots of the DIY authentic sound lacking within any Radiohead piece. Nevermind was written in the slums of Seattle by extremely gifted but drug-addicted high school dropouts with zero background or education in music theory. Their music felt raw and cathartic, reflecting the angst of a struggling young man. Of course, due to Cobain's untimely death, we can never know how the band's work could have evolved. Radiohead, in contrast, was formed by well-educated British men in one of the top private boarding schools in the world. Emerging later in the decade, their music originally felt like a deliberate attempt to incorporate the sonic textures of American alternative rock into the production of a standardly written pop song. However, they slowly established themselves as real innovators, making music of incredible quality. They came from a completely different social strata than American grunge bands, but attempted to appeal to their audience. Their songs were picked apart in a petri dish, and their members finally selected from the best music classes in the nation. Radiohead is an intentionally lab-perfected phenomenon, in contrast to the organic, rough upcomings of most other popular bands at the time. Obviously, their sound is going to be perfectly tuned in accordance to music theory. While Radiohead also provides themes of transgressive societal critique and an attempt to capture the perspective of a lower class in their lyrics, this is coming from the perspective of someone who is far removed from this experience. Radiohead captures these themes in a way that feels analytical and highly articulate. Their commonly accepted rating as the best band of all time is inflated, as their background is rarely ever taken into account when these comparative titles are given. Therefore, it is reductive to compare these two music groups due to their stark differences. While personal preference will always be a matter of subjectivity, there is value to be found in both perspectives, these artists. Okay, now we will be hearing a song from both Radiohead and Nirvana, starting with this track from Nirvana.
Sprung a leak and the You're listening to The Underground on KBOO at 90.7 FM. That was Sabine with her take on the contrasting images of Nirvana and Radiohead, and I'm Graham, here to play you some of my favorite songs to listen to on lazy summer days. First up, the Crash Test Dummies with Afternoons and Coffee Spoons.
What is it that makes me just a little bit crazy? There's a breeze that makes my breathing not so easy. Well, I've had my lungs checked out with x-rays. I've smelled the hospital always. Someday disappear in hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Times when the day is like a play by Sartre. When it seems a fuck burning's in perfect order. Description. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Play by play back. I could change the test results if I will get back. I've watched the summer evening pass by. I've heard the rattle in my bronchi. Someday I'll have a disappearance. Hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas.
lovers in the daytime. Out, measured with coffee spoons and tears early up. Afternoons will be measured out, measured out, measured with coffee spoons and tears early up.
Day is long. I just got the feeling I can do no wrong. I got a long way to walk and afford my next meal. I tell a few lies, but my hunger is real and it won't mean a thing in 100 years. No, it won't mean a thing in 100 years. Mademoiselle, tell me, do you play? Well, if she shakes her head, well, that's okay. I watch her walk away in haste. There's just no accounting for some people's taste. Anyone
don't mean a thing in 100 years.
Keep on walking like I don't care. Why are you giving such a needful lie? Could it be you're ignored by every passerby? And it won't
mean a thing in 100 years.
Now it
won't mean a thing in 100 years.
Paying the pot for tobacco. Show, but it's kind of on a track. You got places to go, and it won't mean a thing in 100 years.
Yeah,
yeah. Now it
won't mean a thing in 100 years.
The sun go down. Another lost little boy in a fecal town. I want to laugh, I want to cry, but no matter how hard over time, it's the one
little thing in 100 years.
Now it
won't
mean a thing in 100 years.
Welcome back. My name's Graham, and you're listening to The Underground on KBOO at 90.7 FM. That was 100 Years by Blues Traveler, and before that, we had the Crash Test Dummies with Afternoons and Coffee Spoons. Coming up next, No Rain from Blind Melon.
The puddles gather.
Hello again, folks. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM. This is The Underground, hosted by our Youth Collective program. That was Tones of Home from Blind Melon. My name is Graham, and here's De La Soul's The Magic Number.
Three, that's a magic number.
Three.
It is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk.
Three.
Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trip, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the course that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who form style gain praises by pounds. Common are speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three. And say, children, what does it all mean?
One, two, three.
I would lie to you.
No more, no less. That's a magic number. No more, no less.
What is it?
No more, no less.
It's this
no,
the
no more, no less.
Do the
no more, no less.
No, 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 no,
You've been listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, and I'm Miss Reagan bringing you the last few minutes of The Underground. Before I bring the show to a close, I'll be playing a few tracks off of NewJeans' new EP, Get Up. If you're unfamiliar with NewJeans, here's a quick overview. NewJeans is a K-pop group that debuted in 2022 and consists of five members: Minji, Hani, Hane, Danielle, and Harine. Not enough out of me. Here's NewJeans with Super Shy. I'm super shy. Super Shy by NewJeans. Let's hear another one from the group. This is Cool With You, and you're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland.
You know me like no other.
What you just heard was Cool With You by NewJeans. Before I wrap up this episode, don't forget you've been listening to The Underground on KBOO 90.7 FM Portland. I'm Miss Reagan, and here is NewJeans with Get Up. See you again next time. Get up.
You just heard Get Up by NewJeans, and I actually lied. That was not the last of The Underground. I have a few more songs to play, so let's get to it. This is The Rare Occasions with Origami. Just heard The Rare Occasions with Origami. Next up, we have Cigarettes Out the Window by TV Girl. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland.
My girl, Lydia, used to always smoke cigarettes.
That was Cigarettes Out the Window by TV Girl. You are listening to The Underground currently. If you have been listening, I did wrap it up, but that is pre-recorded. So now I am coming on just filling some time. So this is Mac DeMarco with No Other Heart.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K K2H2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a full-time development director. This position leads all fundraising campaigns in alignment with KBOO's mission, goals, and policies. The development director works closely with management and staff to identify funding priorities and create major donor campaigns, capital campaigns, and grant writing. More info can be found at kboo.fm/hiring. We will begin reviewing applications on August 7th, and the position will remain open until filled. KBOO is an equal opportunity employer.